Upuyallup up Washington man is due in U.S. District Court in Anchorage tomorrow to face charges he defrauded several million dollars out of victims in Alaska, money he then gambled away. Floyd J. Mann allegedly ran his elaborate scheme for several years, and many or most of his victims are from Dillingham. KDLG's Dave Benninger has been following the story and joins me now for more. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Lori. Good evening.
So, in broad terms, what do we know about this case and about the charges?
Well, Lori, the FBI, IRS, and Social Security Administration combined their efforts to investigate J. Mann and his wife, Cheryl, there in Washington. He's now been charged with 11 counts of wire fraud and 8 counts of money laundering, and if he's convicted, he could spend up to 20 years in jail, so it's a serious case. She's been charged, Cheryl this is, with defrauding the Social Security Administration for collecting need-based assistance while she allegedly racked up lots of money at this area casino. In broad terms, the feds say the man's gambled some $2.7 million that they had bilked from their victims, and they won at least $1 million along the way that they were gambling there.
Dave, what was Mann's alleged scam, and how did he connect it with these victims in Dillingham?
The connection to Dillingham seems almost random. Just a few doors down in Puyallup lived a brother and sister who are from Dillingham originally. It seems Mann convinced these two and another friend of theirs that he had won 2 major lawsuits against a Pfizer pharmaceutical company, one of them worth tens of millions and the other worth more than $100 million in settlement. He said that a prescription drug he had been taking had given him cancer, and that's what the lawsuit was about. And once he had a clean bill of health, he stood to collect these massive settlements. So it appears these victims believe they were paying his ongoing medical costs and legal fees, but the feds say none of this was true.
You live in Dillingham. It's not a large community. Do you have a sense of what kind of toll it's taken on the folks who invested in Mann over these years?
We do. People around town have been aware of this for some time, and certainly it's very sad as people are now realizing that this was all a big scam. There were probably more than 15 people who at some point or another invested some into this guy, but it seems that there were probably 10 or less who invested very heavily over the course of about 4 years. And they seem to have lost big time. Some of them have run into financial troubles of their own now. Some have lost property. Some have closed businesses. One person was fired from his employers for suspected embezzlement. The victims are by and large connected through a church, and some of them are related. And again, it's just very sad.
What's known about J. Mann? Does he have a history of schemes and scams or other criminal activity?
Well, it's hard to get a sense of who this guy is. We've been kind of digging around on that for a week or two. In fact, we kind of came aware of this months ago and started trying to figure out who this person was that people were paying down to in Washington. I can say that it doesn't appear he's done this before. There's no criminal record necessarily tying him to any other schemes. He seems to be an out-of-work auto mechanic, auto painter. The Manns have been evicted numerous times around the Puyallup area over the past 10 or 15 years. Interestingly, since we published an article on this case at the beginning of the week, several of his current neighbors have emailed to say that these folks have been a nightmare to live next to. That's their words. One thing that we'll be watching for, of course, is if they are convicted, the feds say they'll attempt to seek restitution for the victims. But I think it's safe to say that's probably trying to squeeze blood from a turnip, so not a lot of hope for relief for the victims in this case.
J. Mann of Puyallup, Washington, is due in federal court in Anchorage tomorrow. KDLG's Dave Benninger has been following the case. More about this story is available at kdlg.org. Dave, thanks so much for talking to me about this.
Anytime, Lori. Thank you.